U.S. trade officials want China to increase U.S. ag imports each year. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Trade negotiators want China to import at least $25 billion more next year, which doubles the $20 billion that China now buys, according to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. I talked with Idaho Farm Bureau blogger and reporter Jake Putnam.
The latest rounds of talks between the two countries, you know, there's several commodities that we're capable of selling a lot more to China. Rice, corn, poultry, soybeans, and distiller dried grains, many of which would come from Idaho. So this round of talks is not only critical to U.S. agriculture, but it'll impact Idaho agriculture as well.
Perdue said that talks are progressing, and that's why he's sending the USDA's FAS team. Quoting the Ag Secretary, "We're going to try to tie down the details of these negotiations." China has announced that it is scrapping its 179% anti-dumping duty on U.S. sorghum. But right now, China is still levying tariffs on U.S. pork, almonds, oranges, wine, and other commodities in retaliation to U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum, not to mention a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans in response to the U.S. plan earlier this year to penalize the country with tariffs for intellectual property theft. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.